Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Erin Green, with the Global Telesummit Series From Heartache to Joy. And back with us today is one of our favorite speakers, healers. Oh, my God, such amazing wisdom, such amazing information and healing, and always a lot of fun, Stuart Pearce. And if you guys have heard him before, you know he's been on the show many times, and every time it is an absolute success. We learn so much from Stuart, and he always has such amazing information that he brings through. And today is going to be no different, because today's call is about angelic sorcery with Stuart Pearce, supernatural healing and celestial upliftment to amplify your ascension process. So what does that mean? Well, you're going to find out from the angelic emissary and radiance coach, Stuart, of course, how the angels of Atlantis open an Atlantean portal that will awaken your destiny for this unique time of becoming. You're also going to discover the spiritual keys that can literally change your empathic state into superstar vibration. You will receive an instant karma shift on the call from this council of angelic light so that you can finally say goodbye to money and relationship dramas. Experience a massive energetic uplift on the call with Stuart, from being stuck to becoming a shooting star that magnetizes people's attention. Gain a special soul reading, destiny check, that the angels have given to Stuart. Don't miss out on the keys that allow you to be a human angel so that you can manifest the love that brings to your life all that you are really meant to have. You will also learn how to connect with a secret used by many useful people to find their key of gold, their USP, their most significant partner, their ability to become a force of destiny and reap such a sweet feeling of success. This and much, much more we are going to be doing on today's call with Stuart. So those of you that have not heard Stuart before, Stuart Pearce is a world-renowned master of voice and radiance coach who has spent the last 40 years as the go-to celebrity mentor for the great and the good, and so his pedigree and reputation precede him wherever he goes. Stuart's work has inspired change during key moments of history, as we can read in his book, Diana, the Voice of Change, concerning the essence of his late client, Diana, Princess of Wales. Stuart is often found standing in the wing, helping thought leaders and change makers to achieve a more authentic presence so that they may rise to their full potential, broadcasting their passionate message into the world. In addition, having been awoken to cosmic intelligence since childhood in 1987 during the harmonic convergence, Stuart met a miraculous council of light in the form of the 12 Angels of Atlantis on Glastonbury tour, and since that time he has been their emissary, sharing the intelligence of this communion of advanced light beings with people like yourself. So get ready for a fantastic, action-packed, brand-new call with Stuart. My dear friend, it is so wonderful to have you back with us. Welcome.
Namaste, namaste. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me back on. And to, of course, all the wonderful people who are listening in, my heart goes out to you. Eram has become this wonderful, wonderful, generous hostess to me. And I know our hearts are already connected, so we're creating this beautiful field of vibrational influence so that we all may feel the 100th monkey syndrome. We can all feel the spreading energies radiating between us and therefore lifting us into those higher dimensional energies that we know we all seek at this time, particularly as we come out of the period we call COVID-19. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
It is always wonderful to have you with us, Stuart. I mean, we learn so much. Every time you have such amazing gifts to share because of the, not just the knowledge and the information that you bring, but also the clearings and the energy. So I'm super excited because you have received a latest transmission from the Angels of Atlantis that you're going to share with us today, some of that information. I'm all ears, my dear. Tell us about it.
Bless you. There are great shifts taking place, as we know, within our galaxy and therefore within our planet. All are co-creative. And, of course, we know that universal intelligence has recently awoken us through the extraordinary portal that we passed through on the winter solstice of December the 21st, 2020, when immense astrological alignments took place to allow us to see the conviction of how we're moving, how we've moved into the age of Aquarius. So we're no longer dawning Aquarius, because many of us know that we've been singing the song, this is the dawning of Aquarius, from here for many, many years, but we're now dawned, which I think is absolutely amazing. And as a result, of course, we know that what's taking place is we're receiving huge amounts, waves and waves of photonic light from the galaxy, which are having extraordinary ripple effects on the electromagnetic membrane of our planet. So the Schumann resonance that registers the electromagnetic frequency of our planet is alive with new data, shifting all of our planetary energies that, of course, move in wave currents, whether it be, you know, the air, whether it be the waters, whether it be the extraordinary ley lines that flow through our planet. Many, many of these resources or currents of energy are becoming extraordinarily awakened by the flow of this photonic light. So, of course, all of these energies, these geomantic energies, have huge effect on the cells of our bodies. And therefore, the angelic sorcery that the Angels of Atlantis are offering on this particular opportunity is that we become aware of the fact that we're the flowers of the universe, or if you like, the flowers of the universe. We are the sorcerers of the universe, which means, like all sorcerers, that we are in touch with the source energies. So that all of our lives are dedicated not to what we can have, but what we can actually be for universal splendor. And as a result of that, we lean into universal intelligence, and it automatically has an extraordinary effect on the whole of our beings. Shall I go on a bit?
Please do.
Yeah. That one of the big currents of force that has taken place within our planet as a result of these shifting astrological currents of force, the photonic light that I was referring to, is the fact that the great sheets of crystal from Atlantis that were placed into the continent, particularly of the United States of America, for reasons that I'll give in a moment, but these great sheets of crystals have been placed into the soil, into the bedrock of North America, and at this time they are being affected by the photonic light radiation that's coming into our planet. So they're shifting and providing us with an old song made new. Because obviously when we look into Atlantis, or indeed Lumeria, we know that part of their crystal technology, part of their unique technology to constantly enhance and amplify the fact that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience, was awakened by electrocrystallography, the way that light moves through crystals. And indeed the angels say to us that crystals are solidified sound. So as we begin to awaken on a subatomic particle level, our cells are informed by the unique currents of energy that come through the great crystal sheets. I mean, we're talking about crystal sheets that are hundreds and hundreds of miles long, wide and deep. They go deep into the bedrock. For example, the northeastern seaboard, or rather the eastern seaboard of the United States, leads all the way up from the tip of Florida, so to speak, all the way up to a major Atlantean portal that I know you and I, Ram, have talked about before, which is the Peace Portal in Manhattan, the lower part of Manhattan, where, of course, the Twin Towers once stood. That well has become, that Atlantean well, has become an area or a portal through which extraordinary energies pass into the creative might of what that city is all about and how it radiates forces into all the other communities or cities beyond, all the way through to the West Coast. We know very specifically at this time there are great shifts in the tectonic plates of the West Coast, and so more and more energy is also being awakened within the crystals there. So when I speak of crystals, I'm talking about vast sheets of quartz crystal, of tourmaline, of citrine, and of amethyst, vast sheets that also lie within the Dust Bowl area. So we're really talking about the northerly part of the Gulf of Mexico. Absolutely huge areas of landmass are being affected by these constituent parts, which are moving us into a fundamental understanding of how, by using these energies, we can develop ourselves within our physical bodies divine composure, which allows all of our cells to literally brim full of light, drawing us into an acceleration of consciousness where we feel it's much easier to embrace the sustainability of joy and the accomplishment of delight and freedom and the sense of adventure that perhaps we had as children. As well as accommodating these very high-level vibrational forces of the fact that, you know, for example, the angels do not understand despair because they are literally the light-filled embodiments of hope, but they don't understand the source of energy that we refer to as being hatred because they are literally consonantly within the vibration of love. Because as soon as we move beyond three dimensions or the fourth dimension into the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th, and so on, the level of vibration that is emitted like a vast galactic generator is love. And so as we experience these extraordinary, you know, currents of energy, this light palpation, it disturbs on a very positive level the cells of our bodies. As a result, we awaken to any of the things that are held in resistance, any of the energies that are held in disharmony as a result of trauma, as a result of karmic debris, as a result of feeling socially disoriented or disassociated, disenfranchised. And, of course, at this time, particularly for those people such as ourselves who are awakening empaths, we begin to feel the sensitivity of what it is to be an empath, which for me is a vast superpower because it means that we're literally feeling the currents of this great light body that's being awakened within our galaxy and therefore within our own bodies, so that we really begin to see that feeling is the language of the soul. So as you hear all of these words tumble forth from me, they are merely signals or conduits to awaken a really profound sense of great well-being and the possibility of huge amounts of love moving through us so that we feel healed, we feel free, and we feel abundant within the nature of what it is to be a spiritual being having a human experience. Of course, as we awaken to this, we begin to meet fellow soul partners. We begin to meet people who are operating through a vibrational match. And so as the angels have promised for thousands and thousands of years, we're awakening to our soul family. We're awakening to our monadic constitution. A monad means an arrangement of a soul group. And as a result, we begin to share on very deep levels. We release ourselves of codependency, and we move into co-creation. So this is an immensely exciting area and activity and time to be alive on planet Earth. What I'm also aware of in this moment, that these are great swathes of energy that I'm conjuring, as I feel the angels are around us at this time. Of course, before coming to meet your arm, I spent 25 minutes in deep meditation asking the angels to come forth and to use me as a conduit, as, if you will, a hologram for the intensity of their energies. And as a result, of course, what they're really interested in doing is not providing generalized swathes of energy or waves of energy, but of being able to permeate deep into the consciousness of each individual that will come forward in the period that we have in our conversation, Iram and I, of callers in. They're really wanting to touch each individual as deeply as possible. And I speak this very particularly because, of course, we are all amazingly unique and diverse. And at this time, we're trying to find a way, as I was saying just now, of meeting those people who we are in complete harmony with. And so angelic sorcery at this time is one of the constituent parts of the extraordinary testament of the angels of Atlantis work.
Well, tell us more about that, Stuart. And I want to reiterate, thank you so much, by the way, for sharing all this wonderful wisdom and information. I want to reiterate for our listeners that what Stuart did just say is that the angels of Atlantis are here, they're present, and they want to deeply connect with the consciousness of our listeners. And, of course, especially the ones that are going to be chosen for the one-on-one interaction with Stuart. You're basically going to be interacting with the angels. So remember, you have to be on the phone line and you have to press star 2 so that you can be placed in the queue when we get ready to take callers. So I want to make sure that you guys understand that. Angelic sorcery, that's so fascinating. And I would love for you to, I know you kind of touched on that already, Stuart, but you have brought such amazing gifts in the past for our listeners. Every time you're on, the package that you bring on, the services, your offerings are just amazing and wonderful. How is angelic sorcery different from what you have done in the past for our community?
Well, in many ways, it's not different at all. It's what it is another administration of the great currents of force that are being emitted by the ascended beings, the ascended masters and mistresses, the great angels, the great cosmic guardians. It's another emission of energy from the same temple of thought that I've always represented. You know, from the moment that the angels came to me 35 years ago, it's always been an embodiment of the uniqueness of what their radiation is all about. However, as we well know, that we humans live in weight, space, and time that are very dense energies. And so what we tend to do is to portion energies in the way that we see our own reality functioning. And what the angels are very specifically evoking on this particular, in this particular summit through angelic sorcery, is how we can begin to address the magic of our lives as spiritual beings having a human experience, how we can move from the woe body into the wow body, how we can move from the pain body into the bliss body. The sorcery that they're providing is if we can see that if we can spend at least 80% or 85% of our waking lives and sleeping lives addressing the nature of the fact that the miraculous and the magical aspects of our constitution will bring us into a high level of vibration where the angels have the ability or the permission, if you like, to move into our consciousness for the next level of becoming. if we can see that the difference about this work from something that I did when Iram and I first met, which is about 6 years ago through these wonderful summit broadcasts, that what's happening now is that the angels are identifying the very unique impulses, the very unique rhythms of force that are moving through us right now. But of course, we're all different, so they need to serve us on an individual basis to bring us back into the fact that if we yield and surrender into these flowing energies of the source, we literally become sorcerers. If we can open, for example, through meditation, through prayer, through affirmation, we automatically become part of the divine consciousness. Through prayer, we open up neural pathways literally into the mind of God. And when we exercise the mind of God in this way, of course, God force always responds, allowing us to feel that we are all one and not alone. If you take that singular L, if you think of the spelling, for example, of all one, and you take away an L, you have alone. And the aloneness that so many of us feel is something that is being cultivated within us through the tribal aspects of our patriarchal consciousness. Now, all of this is changing, and we're beginning to recognize that we literally are living within the currency of the all-oneness of eternity. And this is what they want to specifically communicate at this time. Of course, we are now all different from the beginning of COVID. We have all moved through an extraordinary rite of passage where we feel ourselves in a very different place. So hopefully the global lockdown, or what I would like to refer to as global pause, has been extremely useful for us to feel the divine principle of oneness by moving into the silence and the stillness of social isolation, so that we feel oneness is being evoked for us in relation to feeling how we will always be looked after. But this is the union of all things, you see, and it teaches us that there is no duality. It teaches us that we can vibrate above and beyond duality and therefore seek love above all else. For the love that I'm speaking of is the power of the source. This is the celestial force that infuses and transmutes our beings to create the words that we use for spelling in prayer and in chant, that we become clear with our thoughts and that we can actually feel ourselves moving into divine essence. So hopefully that addresses the issue that you were bringing up about, okay, so what's different about this conversation? It's the answering exactly where we are at this time as we move into a spiritual maturity of feeling that all of the work that we've done over the last 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 or 35, 40 years is now bringing us to a point of, finally, this is no longer a mystery. The veils are beginning to part, and I can actually feel signs, symbols, and synchronicity happening in my life in a much greater way than it was all those years ago. And as a result, I meet kindred spirit. I meet soul groups of people online or indeed offline where I feel that the whole of my being is endorsed and upheld and elevated by the uniqueness of the joy, the delight, the love, and the adventure that we can have together.
I love it. I love it. That sounds super exciting. And I know our audience is getting really excited too, Stuart. There are a lot of comments coming in. They're very excited about the information that you are sharing. And, of course, a lot of people are saying, okay, this sounds wonderful. This is all so exciting. And how do we figure out how this is going to affect me, this person, you know, listener that's on the line right now? How does this affect me directly? How can I take advantage of this in my life and shift?
Well, firstly, we need to look into we need to look into the maxims of the galaxy. we need to look into the fact that we are from the source and that the source is an infinitely unfolding creative possibility full of love and joy. So, for example, if we take the inspiration of that statement, are we feeling love and joy in 85-90% of our daily lives, or are we feeling something else? Because if we're feeling something else, the humanness of our being, not the spirituality of our being, the spirituality of our being is constantly resting in the flow of force coming from the source, which is an infinitely unfolding creative possibility full of love and joy. But how do we interpret this personally? And the majority of people who come to me, and hundreds of people are coming to me at the moment for soul readings, the first thing that the majority of people say is, I don't know what my purpose is. We feel lost in the singularity of the fact that, but who am I? Surely I'm supposed to be doing something specific. And we're confusing the statement, who am I, with what am I? In other words, our educational force, our socialization force, the way we've been conditioned, is that we must have one thing that we can achieve in these lives. And what the angels are saying, what the divine ascended masters and mistresses are saying, is that, wait a minute, you are part of an infinitely unfolding creative possibility full of love and joy. So your purpose is to optimize your creativity full of love and joy to live the greatest and the grandest vision of you. This is who you are. This is not what you are. The academic frame or the cerebral frame or the mechanistic point of view is, no, tell me who you, what are you? What are you? What are you? And what the angels are saying is, no, who are you on levels of essential splendor? Who are you? Now, the way that we register this is highly individual. But as I was saying, you know, the majority of people come with wanting to know one particular purpose. Let me tick the box, let me tick the box, let me tick the box. It's done. And actually, if we rest or lean into we're part of an infinitely unfolding creative possibility full of love and joy, then our lives are not static. There is nothing permanent about our lives. They are constantly enraptured by change. And this is one of the bewildering things that most of us are seeing, because the patriarchal establishments have always said, come to me, come to us, and you'll always feel safe and you'll always feel secure, because this is all about permanency. And now we're waking up to the fact that the permanency is actually based on an illusion, because there is nothing that is permanent. Everything is part of the unfolding nature of the creative principle within the universe. So if we want to find our purpose, the most important thing to rest in is, what is my heart saying to me at this time? Meaning, what is my greatest dream for now? What do I wish to accomplish in these moments, for the next month, for the next, you know, for the next week, for the next month, for the next part of the year, whether it be, you know, we've just moved through the autumn equinox. What do I want to achieve over the next 3 months through to the winter solstice? Or as I see the drowsiness of our world opening, because we're getting back to what many of us want to move into, which is not necessarily back to normal, but what we want to do is to be moving fluidly through our world where there aren't problems with money, there aren't problems with fuel, there aren't problems with food supply, where we can literally live the greatest dream that we've ever wanted to live. Now, as I embrace that within my own life, I realize that at the age of 69, as I am, nearly 70, that I can look back over the 50.
Oh, my God, you're still so handsome, amazingly handsome.
You're so wonderful. Thank you. Oh, that's so sweet. But, you know, well, I feel that I'm about to live the seventh incarnation within this one incarnation. You know, that I started off life as an actor in the 70s, and here today, whoever would have dreamed this, here I'm having a conversation with the most remarkable lady called Iram Saeed, who has this beautiful company. company called From Heartache to Joy, and is engaged in her own fulfilling mission in the world of electrifying the intelligence of the extraordinary women of the world in relation to the impulse of the divine feminine coming forth at this time, and therefore seeking love is all there is. Let's bring this into the equity and the parity of our species.
I am so grateful. Thank you for your kind words. And I have to say this, Stuart. I had major goosebumps when you were talking about what is it that your heart wants, what is your desire. And it's so interesting. Your call always has, you know, every time we're together, it's always something remarkable happens because it's, I know FHTJ is a reflection of me because it is, you know, my company and I started this, but it always somehow on your calls, there's always something profound that just kind of like this last piece of the puzzle just kind of just drops in. Because before, I told you, I just arrived in Dallas 3 days ago, before leaving Pakistan, the week prior to that, and I've shared with you, Stuart, that my videos have been going viral and I've 100 million people, 100 million views on my videos in Pakistan in 1 year, which is absolutely mind-blowing and crazy and all organic. And of course, what I frequently hear, and by frequently I mean a few messages per day, is from women that are in deeply abusive marriages, and the culture is set up in a way that they can't really leave. They can't. There's nothing they can do, you know, because their family won't take them back. A woman alone can't survive, and it just used to make me so frustrated and feel so helpless. And so 1 week prior to leaving Pakistan, I said, you know what? I'm done feeling helpless. I'm done feeling frustrated. I may not be able to help, you know, a few million of these, but maybe I can help 10. Maybe I can help 15. Maybe I can help 20. And I want to, my dream for the last, I would say, 15 years, because I myself was a victim of domestic violence, my dream has been to open a shelter in Pakistan, providing not just shelter, but providing also emotional and psychological rehabilitation to these women, and then teaching them how to become financially independent so that once they leave this place, they can live their own life on their own terms. So I called up a few people. I told them, start looking for land because I want this shelter to be in a, you know, in a very picturesque place. I want there to be, you know, I want them to have the view of the mountain, of beautiful trees on the land so that it feels like a sanctuary. I don't have the money for it, but I told them, we'll manifest the money, but we've got to start working on this. And I told a couple of other people that I'm going to be putting together a board. You're already invited to be a board member. You don't have a choice, so you're not going to say no. You can only say yes. So I started all of that. And when you were just talking about what is your deepest desire, my heart was jumping into my throat. That's my deepest desire. That's what I really want to manifest.
That's so beautiful.
It's so much in line with everything.
I mean, you know, I feel the resonance of what you just shared with us in the most extraordinary way. And of course, you know, the way that you and I meet is through a vibrational match, because what you've just described is an element of the Diana Heart Path. This project that I'm just beginning to arouse, particularly in the United States, as a result of the immense acclaim that's come for Diana, the voice of change, you know, of using Diana's spirit and all of the experience that I had with her for those 2 years, the last 2 years of her life, as a force to ignite the radiance in the women of the world and, of course, the men in the world. But, you know, how we can actually bring these remarkable souls together for co-creation, for constructive constructive consideration, so we begin to create a brave new world for each and every one of us, and communion, because so many of us feel alone. And as you wonderful women begin to free yourselves from those terrible elements of oppression, we begin to realize that there's a force that is emerging in our consciousness that is absolutely vast, that will literally adhere you all together. You know, there's a line that I'm reminded of in this moment from Japanese mythology, which says, when the women's voices are aroused, the mountains move.
Wow. Wow. Beautiful.
Do you see your voice is aroused? You are arousing the voices of your female community. As soon as this happens, we literally see all of the supporting elements of the universe. The mountains move. The geology moves. We thought a mountain was permanent. No, it begins to move and to bring about immense healing energies that allow us to move into this transcendental intelligence of moving from my body is riddled with cancer, no, a miracle has taken place, and I have no cancer in my body. That's literally what I believe what we're talking about. I'm used to living in the victimhood of abusive relationship. In this moment, I'm making a choice to not do that. And suddenly, the magic and the miracle starts happening. Somebody steps in, like Hiram, and automatically you feel, oh, I'm not crazy. I can actually do this because, look, here is a lady who's offering me support. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I love it. I love it. That is so beautiful that, yes, it's a miracle taking place. It's a miracle that's unfolding. I love that. That is so beautiful. I know our listeners are super excited. They would love to hear from the angels. And, of course, you know, we all want to bring whatever it is that is holding us back in our lives to see what kind of miracle is actually unfolding in our lives. So we have about 20 people that raised their hands to get a chance to talk to you, Stuart. So if you can pick one number, please, I'll unmute that person.
The magic number 7.
All right, let's do that. 7, you are area code 650, and you are unmuted now, 650.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
What is
I'm
your
so
question?
I'm so happy
here?
To be on.
I'm very happy, too.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Stuart. Any message you have for me from my angels, and I'd be blessed.
Okay, so I'd love to use this wonderful question that you asked as a major detail of broadcast. The angels will answer your questions. The angels have no volition of their own. They will respond vibrationally to what your questions are. So, my darling, it's a wonderful question to ask. And
okay.
I will give... wanting to know, well, where are you at the moment? Do you have a specific issue that you would like to hear of? Is there a moment of transcendence you want to commit yourself to? Is there something you need to resolve? And then they can give you very specific details.
Relationship, please. Yeah.
Okay. So I've just opened the oracle, the first oracle, well, there are two, the first oracle of the Angels of Atlantis. Just willy-nilly. So I meditated with the cards and I shuffled them before I came to meet you, and I breathed pranayama into them for this call. And the angel that comes forth is Sandalphon. Now, Sandalphon is the planetary guardian and therefore the guardian of your physical experience. So Sandalphon is meeting you within what you're experiencing at the moment in relation to wanting to resolve or aspire to a new way of loving. And the card attribution is evolution. So although we're defining this as the issue of a relationship or the theme of a relationship, what Sandalphon is saying is, but there are so many aspects of you that are evolving at this time. In the card, there are 12 orbs. The 12 orbs refer to the 12 different aspects of you that are evolving. So if we see that, for example, you have a 12 helix DNA in your body, we're only living 2, so the other 44 strands are completely dormant, but you are awakening to vast evolutionary shifts at this time. So within the context of relationships, what is it you want to happen right now?
Well, I would love to get married, actually. I'd love to
have you
a
met
beautiful
the
relationship. I'm in a relationship and I don't feel it's that.
Okay, so you're in a relationship, but he doesn't want to get married.
Right, you got it.
Okay. And so he doesn't want to get married because?
I don't know why.
Have you asked him?
Yeah, he's been married before and doesn't feel that he needs to be.
Okay. So, but you see, so he is happy with the way that the relationship sits at this time. But a very deep part of you is yearning for a commitment from him. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So that's the bit that needs to be looked at, do you see? Because what part of you is yearning for that degree of commitment? Is it, you know, why is it so? So if you can look into that, you're going to have the answer to, am I supposed to be with this gentleman, or is my, am I supposed to be moving and looking for the vibrational match on a much greater level where I can feel the man is committing himself to me? Whatever's going to happen, Sandalphon is going to help you with this if you can speak with Sandalphon. And if that feels a little bit woo-woo, just simply go to theangelsofatlantis.com, www.angelsofatlantis.com, and you'll see in the toolbar the Angels of Atlantis. Click on it, and the 12 angels will come up. Click on Sandalphon, and a page will come up where you can see an image of Sandalphon, a description of who Sandalphon is, with prayers and meditations and affirmations. So you'll be able to bond with Sandalphon and ask Sandalphon to allow you to evolve effectively in the circumference of what you're describing to us. And as a result, you'll feel a huge shift of energy. It may even be the miracle above all miracles, where suddenly you wake up tomorrow morning and your partner looks at you and says, hey, you know, I've been thinking about this thing that you want, and I've decided I'm going to change my whole opinion, and let's get married.
Okay.
Okay. The point is that you're part of an infinitely unfolding creative possibility full of love and joy. And he holds the vibration of freedom because he's fearful of codependency. You're wanting to commit so that you can actually feel the extraordinary agency of co-creativity working very freely. And so you're diametrically opposed at the moment. And he just simply needs to be eased into a position where he can relinquish the fear of codependency.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's brilliant.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. That is brilliant. Absolutely. Best of luck goes with you. I know. Relationship situations are some of the most complex that we have in our lives. And I wish you well with. But look, Sandalphon, if I could show you this card, it's just beautiful, this burst of amber energy, and it's evolution. Whenever I see this card, it always makes me excited because it means you're coming to the end of the quandary. You see, you're coming to the end of the dilemma, and there's going to be a shift of force as a result.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, thank you.
Beautiful.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Keep us posted, please.
I will.
Awesome.
Okay.
That was so wonderful. All right. Let's move on. Let's talk to another person. I think we'll have time to maybe talk to two more people, and then we'll talk about your wonderful offering that you have today, Stuart, so other people can benefit as well. So give me another number, please.
Number 12.
Number 12 is area code 316, you're unmuted now. It's probably country code 31. It's an international number.
Is it me?
Yes, it is. Yes. What's your name?
No, it's not father. It's Carolina. I'm Carolina.
Carolina. Mm-hmm. Are you on speakerphone, dear, or are you wearing headphones? Because there's a bit of an echo in your voice.
No, it's just the mobile. I'm not wearing anything, but I have the mobile.
Okay, cool. All right. What's your question?
Wait a minute. Is this better now?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Much better, yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Hello. I would like some guidance on, I'm trying to be a healer now, and after trying to be a mother and not succeeding. I'm 47 now, and I would like some guidance on how, what to do, and if it's the right thing to do for me.
So tell me, what is the impulse that moves you into desiring to be a healer?
Yeah, to help people stop suffering like I've suffered and suffering still.
Yeah, because you've actually suffered a tremendous amount, haven't you? And you've acquired some really unique skills of how to move from negative into positive. As Iram and I were saying earlier, you know, you've recognized where the victim complex was within yourself, and you're moving towards victor. So having experienced these this extraordinary shift, you want to share it with others. This is beautiful. So healing is a movement back to wholeness, isn't it? So having been disintegrated or splintered, you want to help other people move into the wholeness of their being. We can't try to be a healer. You see, we are a healer. But the most important thing that all of the people who will seek you out are coming for is your love. Your love completely is completely untrammeled. It's completely unaffected by any negativity. You just love, 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 love. And then the apparatus that you've developed, you know, the experiences that you've had, will help you be able to portion that love so that the radiation of the energy informs that individual, and you begin to, through deep sharing, through deep empathic communion, they will see a way of being able to step forward to create the strategies that they need to create just as you have.
Yeah.
You see, it's, you know, if we see, as I was saying earlier, that we're part of the infinitely unfolding created possibility full of love and joy, that the most important thing is we create, because our purpose is to optimize our creativity full of love and joy. How do we do this? Well, firstly, we choose thought creates reality. What is it that I want to create? I want to be a healer. Okay. So when you want to be a healer, what is healership? So we're just defining that. It's helping people to move back into wholeness so they feel harmony. And so all you need to do is to feel what it would be like to be in that position of helping people. In other words, thought creates reality, but it's feeling that actualizes the manifestation. It's the feeling that the universe responds to. The universe is not made up of a series of formulaic thought creations. It's made of feeling.
Yeah.
Abundant feeling. The universal splendor has created extraordinary feeling states. Are we still hearing one another?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does that help?
Yes. I was thinking about, I tried to do that to have a baby, but it didn't work because I have the fear that it wouldn't work. And now this is easier now because I know that I just need to love them and show them the other side, and so that I...
Yeah. And who knows, once you start doing that, you may conceive.
Yeah.
I have a very dear friend in New York City that had twins at the age of 68.
Wow.
I mean, well, you see, fear is the greatest resistance that we have. Joy is the greatest freedom that we have. Joy, love. So if we're bound in fear, all we do is keep ourselves within resistance. But if we can move beyond the fear, we can transmute the fear into boundless freedoms through love and joy, we automatically move into the pathway of the miracle-mindedness of the universe. I just opened the oracle of the angels of Atlantis, these 12 beings of light. Saphkiel comes through. Saphkiel is the angel of sacred love. And on the card is the word compassion. So you see, compassion is your bridge. So if you spend all of your days feeling compassion, I can assure you the space-time continuum will distort and all sorts of signs, symbols, and synchronicity will take place in your life to reveal to you the pathway of your healership. Thank you so much for coming through. If you can, come to one of the offerings that I have, which is an hour-long soul reading, and we can go into the dynamic or the technique of how you can do this.
Okay. Thank you so
bless
much.
Bless you. Bless you. Much
beautiful.
Love go with you.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear, and best of luck. Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
It will be wonderful to see your love and compassion healing the world. All right. That was beautiful. Now, let's talk to one more person, please. If you can pick one more number, Stuart.
Number 20.
These are so much fun. I love these. All right. So the next person is 231 area code. You are unmuted now. 231.
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Hi there.
Who's this?
It's Destiny.
Oh, Destiny. All right.
Yeah.
How apt.
Oh, my goodness. I am going through where I'm actually healing different aspects of myself. And I'm just wondering if Stuart could help me get some clarity on all of this chaos that I'm feeling in my body and my solar plexus to help me understand. It's just been really chaotic, and I just want to understand what's happening to me.
Okay, so the chaos that you're experiencing, hi there, honey, the chaos that you're experiencing is as a result of?
I'm thinking it's these different aspects of me.
No, sweetheart, so what's going on in your life that's causing the chaos?
Well, it's all within me. So everything that's happening is within me. That's why I'm saying I'm a little confused about what's going on. There's just so much chaos within my being.
Okay. So what's happening in the universe?
Well, there's a lot of chaos in the universe, too. But.
You got it. Whatever we see without is a mirror image of what's going on within. Whatever we feel within is a mirror image of what's going on without. So what you're picking up, which you're describing as chaos, what you're picking up is the movement of the energy in the universe. And so what Divine Mother is saying to you is, in this extraordinary time of transition, of transformation, and of growth, please will you ground yourself. Go straight into nature. And as you go into nature, you know, find your favorite tree, because I see you looking at trees. Are trees part of the vegetable kingdom that you like?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Do you have a particular tree? I see you looking at this tree.
Well, not right now. See, that's the other thing, too, is I'm not actually settled in where I'm going to be.
Okay.
I've been traveling a lot.
Wherever you are, you have somewhere you can get into a car and drive into nature. Is there anywhere that draws you? Find somewhere that energetically or magnetically draws you. I see you looking at a tree. This could be past, present, or future. Evidently, you don't have it at the moment, so it's in the future. And ask the tree spirit to align you and bring you into earthedness, bring you into groundedness. Use your breath. You see, our breath is pranayama, so it is actually the singular currency of what I was talking about just now in relation to the currents of force within the universe. The breath is your soul. The breath is your psyche. The breath is the way that the whole of your being stays in constituency on this planet. So breathe, and automatically this will bring you from confusion into fusion. And then you'll know. Do you see? The difficulty is we keep feeding the chaos, or we keep feeding the confusion, or we keep feeding the fear. Okay, so it's time to transmute this. Use alchemy. Move from the negative into the positive. Okay?
Very good. Yes, thank you so much for your blessings, my dear.
My pleasure. Many blessings to you. Much love. Go with you on the journey.
Thank you.
Good luck, my dear. You're so welcome. Always a pleasure. All right. That was wonderful. Now let's, I want to look at the beautiful offering that you have for us today, Stuart. And let's go ahead. I'm going to announce the link and we're going to talk about this. We'll ask Stuart to please explain it in detail so we can understand it well. So the, let me find the link. It is Order Joy. 2020.com/Stuart21. So you can type that in. And easier still is if you're on the webcast, there's a link provided there. And there was a link in the email. On the replay also, we will provide a link. So this is, it brings you to this page of Angelic Sorcery with Stuart Pierce. Supernatural healing and celestial upliftment to amplify your ascension process. So, Stuart, if you can please explain what people can get and how it can really help to change their lives.
Yes, I'd love to. So there are actually six wonderful offerings. The first one is a soul reading. And this, in our past experience of sharing on this level, Ram and I, and through the wonderful conduit of From Heartache to Joy, this seems to be the most popular aspect of my offering, a soul reading. So a soul reading is interpreting some of the signals that I've already begun to address, that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. So what does this mean? Well, there are certain precepts, or there are certain ways of being, or there are certain universal rules or laws that we can use to interpret our journey forward, that we're part of an infinitely unfolding creative possibility full of love and joy. So what in this moment do you wish to create? What do you feel in your heart? Now, a lot of people say, I don't feel anything. And so they're unused to feeling the substance of feeling currency moving through the body, because we're so caught up in doing, 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 and the frenzy of grabbing the next thought. Oh, if I do this, will all of my problems be resolved? Well, you can learn all the data, but if the data is actually not impeding, is not improving or escalating all of your energies on a feeling level, then you're always going to feel the same. So we just go again to this activity and eventually you'll feel the same. Then you go to another activity, you'll feel the same. So we need to sort out what is happening in the deeper recesses of our being. And this is what a soul reading is all about. It's a destiny check of being able to really determine what the points of resistance are that are in our way of achieving the fact that we're these super beings that are waiting to move into a much greater union with self and also therefore with the divine, of leaning into the divine through belief, faith, and trust, the three concomitants of love. So that's the soul reading, which will provide everybody with an awakening conscious of pranayama and bringing us into a true understanding of how we can live our soul's counsel with greater joy, with greater abundance, with greater well-being, and with greater resolution to some of the relationship issues that we're having, whether this is with in our professional lives, with our intimate relationships, with our spouses, with our children, or other members of the family. The second offering is an interpretation of what The angels are providing us with at this time through a prayer of the great angelic invocation. And as soon as we say this, this is a prayer that we humans were given thousands of years ago about the returning energy of the angels to this planet to assist us as we go through this period of immense evolution. And if we say this prayer, you see, we automatically open up these highways into the angelic communion, so they automatically step in to help us with our journey. The third offering is also a remarkable prayer that Saint Germain, the master guide, other than the angels that I work with, who works with me. In fact, Saint Germain introduced me to the angels of Atlantis in 1987. The prayer is, if I take the very beginning, be still my heart and tame my mind. I am the divine instrument of the I Am. I am the flow of the cosmos. I am the breath of life. I am the unconditional love flame that shimmers for all life. This interprets who we are, not what we have become. This interprets what our essence is, what our divine blueprint is. As I'm sure all of you know, the I Am statements are a coda that the divine gave us thousands of years ago. In our history, in our comparative history, the first person that we feel the I Am statement was given to was Moses, when he was confused and lost trying to lead the people of Israel out of captivity in Egypt. They got lost in the desert trying to find the promised land. So he climbed a mountain to pray with the divine, and the divine came to him and showed him the burning bush, i.e., the beauty of my wonder is in nature. But Moses didn't quite get that. So he said, but who are you? Tell me who you are. I believe that that's also reflective of what we're going through at this time, because we're trying to find out who we are, not what we are. And he heard, I am that I am. Ehi yeh asher ehi yeh in Hebrew. So the I am in this holy instant surrendering my heart. I am, as human, a living form of divinity. I am the shimmering light of the Holy Spirit. I am the fire of heaven. And in those moments, you see, we're using such an ancient prayer that the Holy Ones step in, because they use the currency of I Am to interpret how they can help us in our journey forward. These are crucial, and they're all beautifully displayed in scroll form, so they can easily be printed out by each of us, and then they can be, you know, covered in acetate, and they can be placed on our altars. So I've designed them very specifically to help to help our aesthetic as well as the inner planes of our being, because obviously beauty is an emanation of the divine. The fourth offering are four scrolls that are interpretations of the four guardian angels within the angels of Atlantis, Uriel, Gabriel, Raphael, and Michael. They're known as guardian because they actually govern the four elements. They govern earth, water, air, and fire, and as a result, they govern the directions of south, west, north, and east. So they produce an energy circle around us, if you like, a circle of fire in which we can exist to experience whatever is necessary at this time to move from the negative into positive, to move from guilt into innocence, from disease into healing, from a feeling of confusion into a feeling of fusion. And then the fifth offering is an amazing meditation about becoming a human angel. It's a recording, video recording of my voice, leading everybody through this unique meditation that the angels have specifically given me for this particular summit. And so this will allow you to feel that you're literally accommodating more light within yourself, and therefore moving in this evolutionary way from Homo sapien, Homo sapien means intelligence, into Homo luminous. We become illuminating human beings that are referred to as human angels. And this, for example, is what happened with Diana, that I helped her ignite her radiance so that she became, literally her energy field became illumined. It became, she was shining with this bright silver-white light that everybody felt. And on the currency of the light emanations that left her, everybody could feel her compassion, her kindness, her empathy, her love, her understanding, her willingness to enter into the suffering with us so that she could help us transform the suffering from suffering into freedom. And then finally, the sixth offering is another meditation, a video meditation, where we listen to this extraordinary developmental energy that moves us into an understanding of the dynamics or the techniques that we can use to enter into our soul family so that we no longer ever feel alone. We feel the opposite, which is all one. So they are the six offerings. I feel they're very exciting. I'm so pleased with the way that the communication from the angels came through at this time, because they really want to help. And so I hope for all of you who choose to take this, that you'll feel that your lives will be amplified, edified, bettered, healed. You'll feel more joy spreading through you, and as a result of that, the magic will begin opening for you that is going to literally take your breath away, but in a very positive fashion.
Yes, thank you so much for explaining the offering, Stuart. I want to remind everyone that while item one is the most popular offering, which is a private one-on-one session, you get a soul reading with Stuart. First of all, those soul readings are amazing. Whatever Stuart has told me in these readings, they've been very, very accurate, as you guys witnessed with the short exchange we had with the one-on-one callers. They're also very helpful. They're very insightful. There's a lot of beautiful energy that is moving and shifting. But they're not very, it's not easy to come by, because I know Stuart has been very busy. And it's very difficult. Correct me if I'm wrong, Stuart. It's not easy to get one of these sessions. You're usually booked out. So
to be honest, my private practice is overbound with people. So what I've done, because of, you know, when Iran came to me and offered me this wonderful opportunity to meet her community, what I did with my PA was to schedule out time in the diary just for From Heartache to Joy community. It's highly specialized. And, of course, you know, the reason why I do this is because I feel that I'm best at, as it were, at the grassroots, at the rock face, helping people. And so I come knowing full well that the offer, although it's priced at whatever the range it's priced at, it's much lower than what I would normally receive from a client basis. Mm-hmm. But I do it because of the enormous impact that I feel I can generate within people's mm-hmm. lives. And I learn so much.
That's so true. I agree with you on that. And I'm so grateful, Stuart, always. Yes, we know that your offerings, your time to work with you is very precious, highly valuable, and you always reduce the rate for our community. So, guys, these are limited in number. I just want to tell you guys that we usually run out of these, so take advantage of this offer while it's still up. Because we will run out and then the offer will be closed. At the moment, it is this package is valued at $4,700, which is no joke, and it is right now being offered only for $247. Not only will you get to have that in-depth, deep reading, soul reading with Stuart, but you'll also get all these amazing gifts with it, the rest of the items that are included in the package.
So please make sure you take advantage of it. If you resonated with Stuart, as many of you did, make sure you take advantage of this, because frankly, this is the time to really, really understand how to shift into those beautiful energies, how to really start living the life that you were meant to live, as so many others already are. So we want as many people from the FHTJ community to be able to do that as possible. So again, I'll repeat the link. The offer is at orderjoy2020.com/Stuart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, and the number 21. And of course, you can always click on any of the links that we provide on the webcast and on the replay. And if you have any questions, now would be the time to send them in the webcast, because we have only a few more minutes with Stuart, and then we will be wrapping up this beautiful call. Stuart, so this has just been so amazing. I loved our it was really an honor to share this space with you today. Tell us a little bit. I know you always have such wonderful stories of people that you have worked with, your clients that had some really amazing shifts. Is there anything that just kind of jumps up that you would love to share with our audience?
I have one story that actually occurred last week. This is on a slightly different level of experience because it's much it's more to do with my presentation consultancy. But I'm sure everybody will feel the inspiration in the story and how somebody became awakened. And the story goes that there was a gentleman who came to me who is one of the world's leading quantum physicists. Now, this is an extraordinary intellect, a gentleman who teaches at Princeton, at Harvard, and also at Cambridge University. And, of course, because of COVID and international restraints in travel, he was working online through Zoom. And had an action-packed schedule, but the dilemma was that no students were turning up to his sessions. And so I was asked if I would help him discover why there's a breakdown in communication, because obviously his students will come if there's effective communication. What I mean by that is that when we begin to communicate, successful communication is always based on the response we get. If we get the response we want, we know we're effectively communicating. If you're not getting the response you want, then change strategy. So he came to see me, and he was a gentleman who was in his early 50s. And he, whenever he spoke in this really monotonic voice like this. And there was simply nothing very exciting about what was happening in the way that he spoke. And so I thought, oh, wow, so I've got something huge to try and awaken here. However, as he began speaking to me about the substance of why he was drawn to quantum physics and astroastrology, I said, where did this all start? And he said, what do you mean, where did it start? And I said, well, where did it begin? Where was the germ of this great interest and I feel great passion within you? When did it first emerge? And he told me this story, that when he was 7, his parents, who were also scientists, academics, were moved from the United Kingdom to the United States, where they both were employed at Princeton University. So they went through this huge career shift in the ladder of their, you know, their aspirational route. But he, of course, at the age of 7, was uprooted from everything that was familiar and arrived in this huge house where he felt completely isolated. He didn't know how to make friends. He obviously spoke in a completely different way, being brought up for 7 years in England from the kids in the States. And he felt really bewildered. However, his bedroom was at the top of the house. And so he pushed his bed against a window that was in the, you know, dormer window in the roof of the house. And every night he would lie and look up at the stars. And he's developed a special relationship with the star systems and felt that they were providing him with greater communion than anything that was happening on the 3D level. one night his father came to say goodnight and discovered that there was a torch on underneath the bed sheets. You remember what we used to do when we were children? We would read secretly when we were supposed to be sleeping. And so his father said, "What are you doing?" And the boy said, I'm just looking at the sky. 2 weeks later, it was the boy's birthday, and his father bought him a telescope. And so he could actually see the star systems, and this is when he became injected with the mightiness of what he'd gone on to develop through his adult life. Now, when he told me this story, the whole of his body became alive. The whole of the vitality of his being was lit up, literally, and his voice moved from being this very monotonic delivery into this excitable tone. So I thought, I've got it. So I said to him, okay, now that's the way you need to be presenting your lectures. And he said, but I couldn't do that. And I said, why not? Because it's a personal story. And I said, but don't you see the wonder of what you feel about quantum physics and astroastrology is, or astroscience, is that it moves you deeply within. And how can we expect, or how can we anticipate, that any of the people that we speak to are not moved if we don't allow the inner terrain of our bodies to open up?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he emailed me a few days later that he's operated 3 major lectures, and they were packed. They were highly successful. I hope that gives some sort of, I mean, there are so many stories.
It does.
My repertoire.
Oh, that was so beautiful. It is so beautiful, and it's so true. It's people do not connect with the words or the presentation, although they think they might, they connect with the energy. So I totally resonate with that. I agree. Such a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that. I was just reminded by Gretchen that we have a group process that we were going to do today, and that was, let me find it so I can remind you. It is, okay. It's a 5-minute meditation of how to increase the soul's radiance in one's body. This is the exact process that you, Stuart, have used with Princess Diana, which enabled her to shine as a human angel, as we all saw. So this is exciting. We have the group process now. Shall I go on mute?
I'm sorry, darling?
Shall I mute myself so that I can...
Sure, okay, yes. And I'll keep my eye on the time. Everybody, wonderful to be with you. What I would love you to do is to feel absolutely centered in the way that you are seated. And what I mean by this is, if you can feel the weight of your pelvis open on the floor or the chair, whatever you're using. If you're leaning backwards, if, for example, you're lying down on a couch, if you could literally bring your spine into full alignment, we're going to use the pranic cord, you see, and it runs through your spine. So I need to have your spine aligned because we're also going to breathe the prana into your body. As you align your spine and you feel the centeredness in your pelvis, feel your feet against the floor, and then close your eyes. Hopefully, there is stillness in the space where you are. If you wish, bring the tip of your thumb and forefinger together on each hand individually. See in your spine a beautiful silver-white laser beam of light. And as you see it, imagine it going down through the base of your spine, through the chair or wherever you're seated, through the building or wherever you are seated, into the earth's crust beneath you, through the soil, through clay, through stone, through rock, into bedrock, literally into the womb of Mother Earth. And notice how she comes to hold you with unconditional love. She's always there holding us. This we call gravity, but it's really the love of Mother holding us. Ask her for a gift. Ask her for a blessing. Ask her for a sign. And whether something comes to the forefront of your consciousness or not, do not worry. Just feel the energy of that connection rising once again. So you leave yourself plugged in, but you rise through the rock, through the stone, through the clay, through the soil, through the earth's crust, through the building until you come back into your body, and just draw any of the images or feelings that you had into your heart. Leave them there. As the energy of the laser moves upwards through the whole of your spine and then literally shoots off through the top of your head, through the building, through the atmosphere of the planet, off into the closest planet to us, which is Venus, an anchor into Venus, this blue-gray planet. So you see you are anchored through what is called the pranic cord. And now we're going to breathe pranayama. And as we breathe the breath into our bodies, I want you to imagine you're breathing in a beautiful silver white light all the way through your spine. And as you breathe, try to open up the rib cage through the base of the rib cage and then the breath into your stomach. Try not to lift your shoulders or your upper chest. Breathe through the middle of your body. So begin by letting all the breath go. Feel the need to breathe at the end. And through your nostrils, breathe in. Feel the ribs widen, breath deep. Feel the whole of your spine illuminated with this energy, and then let the breath go. At the end, feel the need and breathe in. Now feel the light of your spine move through the girth of your body. So it's not just within your spine, it's moving through the whole of your body, and let the breath go. Once again, breathe in and feel the light not just within your spine and your body, but exuding beyond your body, 3 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet within your auric sheath, and then let the breath go. And then when you need to breathe, breathe in, and through your heart, send a pink light out into the world through. From the central core of your spine, the pranic cord, moving through your body into your energy field, beyond the physical parameter of your body and into the whole space where you are. And feel the stillness. And within the stillness, feel that you're soaking in your essence. Soaking in soul, your soul, my soul, our soul, the soul. And then just feeling how the whole of your skin suit is creating a frame or a form for your body. You can feel this through the five senses, because they mark the edge of your consciousness. Just feeling, feeling, feeling the feelingness of feeling from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, to the tips of your fingers, to the seat of your butt, and hearing, 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 the hearingness of hearing, and then smelling, smelling, tasting, tasting. And then gently opening your eyes, and you'll probably feel your senses are even more heightened. And then just say, be strong, my heart, and sing the song of my soul. And you'll feel this wonderful resonance emit from you into the space around you. That's beautiful. Well done. Well done. Slightly longer than five, but a long process made short. Thank you so much, Iram.
Oh, that was so wonderful, Stuart. Thank you so much. It was a very, very powerful meditation, and that sound healing at the end. the chanting you did. Oh, I felt the reverberation throughout my body. That was really powerful.
Beautiful.
I'm actually gonna listen to the replay again and do this so I can just remain in that stillness. Very powerful. Thank you, my dear. It was it's always such a pleasure, and I always can't believe how time flies, and then we're, you know, 90 minutes into the call and it's time to end the call, but it's always so amazing. I am
Thank you so much. And, you know, all of the reinforcement that you give is just such a joy to receive. Bless you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity and for meeting all of the wonderful people that are out there in ether space.
Yes, and thank you, our wonderful listeners, for being with us today, for participating on the call. And we'll look forward to talking to you again soon next week. But remember, this is an amazing offer from Stuart, and everybody that has taken advantage of it in the past from our community has just been raving about it. And we had some comments on the webcast that I have not been able to answer, but you can always send those questions to customer support and we'll make sure that they get answered. Lots and lots of love to all of you guys, and of course to you, my dear Stuart, and we'll be talking to you.
Bless you. Bless you. Thank you. Namaste.